I'm afraid I still won't be liked. Start tapping on the side of your hand, karate chop, and repeat after me out loud. Even though I'm afraid that when I overcome my social anxiety, I still won't be liked, I accept myself and this fear. Even though I'm afraid that they still won't like me, I'm willing to consider that when I like myself more, they will like me too. Even though I'm afraid they won't like the real me, or who I will be once I'm free of anxiety, what if I'm still not liked? I'm afraid I still won't be liked. And I accept myself and all of my fear. Good, tapping on the beginning of your eyebrows. I'm afraid I won't be liked. Side eyes, what if they still won't like me? On the eyes, I'm afraid that when I'm anxiety free, they still won't like me. On the nose, I'm afraid they won't like me. On the chin, I'm afraid they still won't like me. On the collarbone, I have this fear that they won't like me when I change. Under the arms, so it's not safe to change. Liver point, I'm afraid they still won't like me. Wrist point, so what's the use? Top of that, why would I change? Beginning of the eyebrows, what if they still won't like me? Side eyes, and what if they will? Under the eyes, as I change, I'll like myself more. Under the nose, the more I like myself, the easier it is for others to like me too. On the chin, people haven't liked me in the past. On the collarbone, but maybe I didn't like myself as much. Under the arms, it's possible that they'll like me more. Liver point, it's possible that they'll like me more when I change. Wrist point, as I change, I like myself more. Top of the head, and I'm open to considering that they'll like me more too. Deep breath. Check in with your fear now. Say the statement, I'm afraid they won't like me, or I'm afraid they still won't like me. And check to see how much fear you still have left, if there's anything left. And if there's anything left, go back to the karate chop point, continuously tap there, and repeat after me out loud again. Even though I still have this remaining fear that they won't like me, I choose to let that fear go. Even though I still have this remaining fear that they won't like me, and there may be a part of me that doesn't want to release that fear, because maybe it's not safe. Maybe as long as I have that fear, I have a good excuse. And maybe this fear is part of my identity. So I'm not going to let it go. But I do want to accept every part of me. Even though I have this remaining fear that they still won't like me when I change, I accept myself and all of my feelings. Beginning of the eyebrows, this remaining fear that they won't like me. So I have this remaining fear that they still won't like me. On the eyes. I have this remaining fear that they won't like me. On the nose. But what if they will? On the chin. What if they like me more than they have in the past? Collarbone, what if I like myself more as I change? Under the arms. And what if this change process is an inside job? Wrist point, what if when I change the way I see myself, wrist point, the way others see me changes too? Top of the hat, what if this change can be easy? The beginning of the eyebrows, but what if they don't like the real me? Side eyes, and what if they will? On the eyes, I'm open to considering they'll like the real me. On the nose, I want to like myself. On the chin, and as I go through this process, I'm starting to like myself more. Collarbone, I'm willing to consider that as I like myself more, others like me more too. Under the arms, this remaining fear that others won't like me. Liver point, it's time to let that go. Wrist point, that fear served me for a while, but no longer. Top of the head, and I choose to let it go. Collarbone, I'm open to the possibility that as I like myself more, others will like me too. Good job. Take a deep breath. And relax.